Welcome to the Brave Plug Podcast, Season 2, Episode 12, with Elder Vanessa and Elder Hilda.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Season 2 of The Brave Plug. We are so honored to be seated here with you guys today. This platform is amazing. We get to speak about women that encourages, inspires, and builds other women. So welcome, guys. We joined here. There's my co-host, Karabo. And today we're talking on a topic that is our royal services in God's kingdom. And we're joined by Elder Hilda and Elder Vanessa. Welcome, guys. Welcome. How do you feel? Welcome. Excited to be here.
Yeah, excited. Nervous.
Awesome.
How do you feel?
I feel excited.
Okay.
And a little bit nervous.
Okay. You'll be fine. Yeah.
Don't be. Let's.
But we will be okay.
So as we go into that topic, obviously it's important to start from the beginning because with everything, it's important to lay a foundation. And on that note, I would like to understand, what does the scripture 1 Peter 2 verse 9 mean to a believer? And what does it mean as a chosen people to your Auntie Vanessa?
Referring to 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 9. This verse describes believers in Christ as the chosen people. Mm-hmm. Selected by God for his purpose, royal priesthood, given access to God, tasked with representing him, holy nation, apart, distinct, dedicated to God's purpose, God's special possessions, that's what we are, and we are handpicked by God to be his children.
100%. And in what ways, you know, does us understanding in our, you know, priestly, royal peace affect us on a day-to-day basis? How does it affect us? Why should we know that we are royal priests?
Because you have been selected by God.
Amen.
And when you walk on the earth, you are there to represent Christ.
Yeah.
So your royalty comes from there. It doesn't mean that you have to wear a crown.
Yes.
But because Jesus is the King of Kings, that's where the royalty comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And the priesthood would come in when you are you're praying and you're interceding.
Yes.
That's where it all comes in.
Awesome. What about you, Elder Hilda?
She said it.
She said it all.
But what does it mean to you if you personalize it? Obviously, there's that thing that, okay, Tess, we can be in agreement, but personally, what does it mean to you?
To me, to be a chosen one, I feel so good because wherever I go, they must see Christ in
you.
Yeah, wherever I am. Because wherever you are, we're representing God.
That's true.
So that's where I am taking as I feel as I am a royal.
No, that is so true and profound. And can you share a personal story where you felt you were serving in the capacity of your royal identity? And I think it's so pivotal for the both of you because, I mean, every Sunday we see you serving, but are there other places where you serve where you feel that this is a representation of your royalty in Christ?
To me, it's when I was serving Millicent Hunter.
Oh.
And Pastor Rotivi.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Serving the meals, I felt like was the chosen one to have the royalty in my house. And I felt as if like the nation is in my house. So that to me, it was a big thing.
Awesome. Oh, you serve them in your house. That must have been a difficult menu to come up with.
Definitely. Nice.
And Auntie Vinny.
Okay, for me, it would be a similar situation as Hilda.
Okay.
Because when Bishop Lemieux have conference in Villa Lisa, my home was open to them.
Yes.
Because I would also prepare meals for all of them, quite a few of them. I had a very small house. But by God's grace, I used to serve them and prepare their meals and whatever it was. And I found that it was, that's where it starts, your servanthood.
Yes.
It starts from there. And then God elevates you eventually.
Yes.
That you serve in boardrooms now. You serve people that you never thought or dreamed that you would serve.
True.
And you serve them with such humility because it's already been instilled in you.
In you, yes.
Because Bishop has already taught you how to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's how you become this servant, serving people and doing the best that you can. Because that also expresses who Christ is in you.
Yes, yes. That's
100%. True. And I guess, like you said, it starts at home. Mm-hmm. And I think even in my house, for example, my mother, and I'm sure your mom does the same, they teach us that we have to serve at home, you know, serve, you know, whoever it is, our dads, brothers. So I agree with you. It does start at home. And just to add on, what practical ways can we identify our spiritual gifts and then use them in the kingdom of God?
I think each one of us has a gift somewhere. Some have more than one. And fortunately, does not come easy for everyone to discover what gift they have.
Yes.
If there's something enjoying doing it, and it is easy for you to do then, and pray about it.
Yes.
And God will show you where you belong, where you must serve.
That's true.
No, that is true. You know, it reminds me of the story in terms of when the king left and he gave his servants gifts and the others multiplied the gifts and the others buried them. And it speaks to that, Elder Hilda, when you say you must discover your gift. And most people would ask, how do you discover your gift? And someone answered it so simply to say, whatever you're intrigued or excited by is probably where your gift is. If you enjoy serving, that's where your gift is. If you enjoy teaching, that's where your gift is. If you enjoy
dancing. And I think you can also serve in different ministries.
Yes.
So you can be able to see which works best for you.
No, that's true. Auntie.
For me, gifts, talents, you need to use these gifts that God has given you.
Yeah.
And for me, my gift or my talent would be serving. I love serving. And I always use Christ as my example of serving. And serving does so much for you individually. It doesn't matter who you're serving. It could be the lowest of persons or it could be the highest of persons. But when you have Christ in you, it doesn't matter who you serve. But you serve.
Yes.
And that for me is a talent on its own.
It is.
Yeah. What words of encouragement would you maybe give to some people that, you know, have not yet served or have not yet found their talent? What words of encouragement would you like to offer to them?
One can only find their identity and belonging in Christ through building a relationship with God. This means reading the word, praying, going to church, participating in different activities in the church, and spending time with God.
What about you, Anda?
Okay, for me, to encourage another person or someone, share words of affirmation with them.
I love that, yeah.
Other practical ways is help and support. Remind each other of your strengths and your weaknesses.
Yes.
And have a support group around you.
Yeah.
So when you need help, there's somebody to help you with.
No, that is true. I mean, it goes back to the verse that says that you should always have a community around you. because I mean, two are stronger than one.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
A lot of times when life happens, you need someone to carry you. You need someone to 100%. Carry you in prayer, yeah. in worship, mm-hmm. in the different forms of the Christian walk, because yeah. there's so many facets to it when it comes to what it means to be the chosen one, mm-hmm. you know, a chosen people. So when it comes to prayer life, how important is it to have a prayer life? And how would you, I think it's so difficult to go into what prayer life entails, because I mean, I could think prayer is our Father who art in heaven,
yeah.
and I'm done for the day, I'm mm. good, I've said it, you know.
If you think it could be serious, ask me to call in the...
Serial, so agrees. But how would you explain prayer life, and what does that entail?
Prayer is extremely important. I cannot emphasize how important it is, because there is nothing we can do without prayer.
Mm.
Prayer is a conversation with God.
Mm.
You have to start your day off mm. with prayer.
Mm.
Because if you don't start your day off with prayer, how is God going to guide you? How is the Holy Spirit going to guide you?
Mm.
And with prayer, you need to read the word
mm.
because you need to empower yourself.
Yes.
So prayer is an important tool for your life, for your daily living.
Mm. Mm.
And when you pray, God will direct you. God will lead you.
Mm. Yeah.
He will show you. Sometimes God shows you who to pray for.
Yes, that's
so it's
true.
Important to have that one-on-one with God so that you can be impacted and that you can have the words of wisdom
mm.
if it's needed when somebody's in a crisis or somebody needs prayer.
Mm.
Because somebody can send you a message at any given time, please pray for my children to be saved.
Mm. Yes. Mm.
What are you going to say to them?
Mm.
So you need to be prayed up. You need to know your word. You need to know the word of God and how to answer certain things in life.
Mm. And knowing scriptures.
And knowing mm, scriptures is yeah. important.
Mm.
It's your daily foundation.
It's your bread, yeah.
Yeah.
And just the last question, I guess, is, you know, in the church, I'm sure there's so many believers that face challenges mm. when serving. So or how would you say one can overcome those challenges?
I think in that part, people, they must try to pray a lot and be involved at the church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about you?
Encouragement.
Yes.
You've got important. This. You
yes.
need to tell the person, you've got this.
Mm-hmm.
You are capable of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, every great achievement starts with a single step.
That's mm-hmm. true.
You may not be alone. You may, and you're worthy mm-hmm. of achieving your goal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Keep moving forward and know that you are making progress.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah. You can do it.
Yeah, no,
you can do it.
I think... it's important that encouragement is so important, because serving is such a sacrificial thing to do.
Yes.
Because as it's human nature to want to be served.
Yes.
But serving is such a major act of worship. And I really do commend both of you ladies for the service and that you do religiously so.
100%.
Week in and week out. And thank you so much for taking time today to join us and explain and delve deep into that. And thank you so much to our listeners and to all our viewers. And thank you. It's obviously a podcast where faith meets inspiration, and we tell stories
yes.
about inspirational women that are walking in faith. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.